This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm not Johnny Cash, and I am here with Mudbug and Jimmy E. This is MIA. Folks, you know what that is? Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. That's exactly good, right. Music, good. Idiots, and Alcohol.
Put parentheses around the idiots part.
Well,
parentheses should be an exclamation point.
Yeah. Or we should change that from a period because it's M period, I period, A period.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we should change that to an
exclamation. It probably should be, so especially on
M
the idiot part.
With a two.
Yeah, M squared.
So it's the M squared, I exclamation point,
yep.
A.
Yep.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Right. That's
works
us,
for me.
Right? That's it. That's
A
us.
Squared as well.
So we are Music Idiots and Alcohol. Yes. We do gather ourselves together at least once a week.
Brothers and sisters, we've gathered here.
We have gathered here
to talk nonsense about music, movies, each other, and other random
we
topics.
Had just been going through a lot of family history.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, I mean,
put it nobody in your else ear. Wants to hear that.
No, nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to know our the world of where we've worked all our lives.
Know, right?
This especially, why do they tune into this?
Especially as old as you are.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a lot of working.
That's a lot of working. Yeah. I've tried old. Not to work as much as possible. But I mean, yeah, I had to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be ancient because both of y'all are older than me.
Shut up.
And we all know you haven't worked in a while, so lazy,
nope.
Lazy. Lazy. So folks, I hope everybody's had a wonderful week off because we didn't do this last week.
We didn't do this last week. We had some situations come up again.
Mudbug practiced his stage diving.
Yeah.
And
he was pounding stuff with his face again.
He's so awesome at it.
Those mosh pits are getting hardcore these days, I'm telling you.
Speaking of mosh pit.
That's the reason why I said
speaking
that.
Of mosh pit and hardcore. Yeah.
Come on.
I have recently acquired.
Yeah, I wonder how bad my face is.
Recently
hurt this
acquired
day.
Tickets to Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. So
with Ministry and Filter.
With Ministry and Filter, yes.
Oh, wow. Well,
so, you know.
Say Filter was going to be there.
As much as we do talk about Texas country and country music in general,
yeah,
I am a metalhead and I am a nut when it comes to music in general. But, So, you know, Jeff Canada and Caleb Helscher on a Sunday night. And then 2 weeks later, yes.
Boom. Yes.
Rob
there
Zombie.
It is. Rob Zombie.
Alice
Rob
Cooper.
Rob Zombie. And Alice Cooper.
Now, I am going to have to say, it did cost me a few more dollars to go see Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. But
now, you were not of sound mind and body whenever you bought those tickets, were
correct,
you?
Correct. Correct. I was.
Were you a little, how did I put that?
So I'm sitting here at the Knott Ranch, right?
Mentally challenged at the time?
I think this is like an early birthday present.
I was sitting at the Knott Ranch having some alcoholic beverages.
Yes.
And
no way.
Me and Sweet Tea are having these conversations. I don't know. We're just randomly talking because we're both having our beverage of choice.
Yeah.
Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea. Yeah.
And
still waiting for that sponsorship.
Yeah. Yeah. We were having a conversation. I was like, you know, I was like, I heard that, you know, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper were coming. Yeah, well, not coming. I was like, I heard that they were doing their tour. They were doing another Freaks on Parade tour this year, and that there was only going to be like 23 or 24 shows. And I was like, man, it would be so cool to get to see Alice Cooper. Because I've seen Rob Zombie. I have seen Ministry, and I have seen Filter. I've seen Rob Zombie probably 8 times.
But you've never seen Cooper.
I never got to see Alice Cooper. Every time, even when I was in the music industry, every time Alice Cooper would, if he was playing in Houston, he could, wherever he might be playing, I'd be in, like, Dallas.
Yeah.
Or I was in Louisiana or whatever, you know, somewhere. Yeah. The show I had to work was somewhere way far away from it. As close as I ever got was I was in Denton, Texas one time doing a show, and I'd been up there for about 2.5 months. This stupid, this long, big-ass show, anyway, Rockfest, back in like 96, 97, whatever, Blockbuster's Rockfest.
Long time ago.
Yeah, back when Blockbuster still existed. And I got a phone call, and they were like, they want me to leave my hotel and drive into Dallas, Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
A place called the Bronco Bowl, which I have no idea if it still exists or not. A Bronco Bowl, and assist with crew chief and blah, blah, blah for the loadout for Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Alice? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, Alice Cooper's in town? And y'all didn't tell me? I'm sitting in my hotel room in Denton, Texas.
I could have been there.
Right? I'm like, so I was like, yes, I'm on my way. So I hauled ass over there. I park, and I'm walking up to the, you know, backstage door at the Bronco Bowl, and I can hear, you know, I don't even remember what song it was now. I can hear Alice. I can hear him. And I will start walking up the ramp to the backstage door, and I could hear him telling everybody goodnight.
And that was it.
They never even got the scene.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The confetti was already still laying on the ground by the time I walked in the door. So that was as close as I ever got.
That's almost as sad as when we walked in, and all we got to hear was the ending of Alice in Chains for us.
It was kind of like that. Yeah, it was kind of like that.
It was horrible.
But
at least we got to see him raise their hands and go, thank you, good night.
Thank you,
walk
good
off,
night.
Like, oh,
that's because you were the first person down the hallway. I didn't even see that.
I was practically almost running
by the time I walked in there.
I was almost running because I really wanted to see Alice in Chains, but I missed it.
We went to see Ozzy, but I mean, for this event, I mean, I was getting paid, so it didn't really matter. But I mean, I've always wanted to see Alice Cooper.
And
I mentioned it to Terry. I was like, you know, it'd be so awesome. Alice is getting old, by the way. I mean, I'm getting old. Alice is getting really old.
Yeah,
he's one of the bucket list.
I really want. He was my bucket list guy. You know, he was the only person left on that list of people I want to see before, you know, I'm done seeing bands. And she was like, she started looking it up. I didn't think they were even coming to Houston area.
Yeah,
let alone the Cincy Woods.
Yeah,
because they're only doing a limited number of shows.
Yeah, they're only doing like 23 shows on the I think they're calling it Freaks on Parade.
Yeah,
and so they're doing like 23, 24 shows, and one of them's at the Cincy Woods. And she looked up and she goes, "Well, baby, it's coming in like September 15th.
It's only like three and a half weeks away."
And she goes, "Well, we can get them for your birthday." I'm like, "Well, my birthday is not for another month and a half." Okay, so yeah, we bought them.
Mm.
And but I bought the cheapest tickets available. On whatever we were on.
Well, if you're on the pavilion, though, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, it's not lawn seats. It's actually like seating seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, like I said, were more than I really wanted to spend.
I really prefer being on the lawn
if I'm going
to the pavilion.
I watched a million shows from the lawn.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great time. Now they've expanded and everything since I've been there. I left the music industry a long time ago.
I was just there last year. Was it last year or was it this year? Rob Thomas.
You went there with your son.
I was there with Forrest. Yeah, yeah. With my son. We went to Rob Thomas. That was this year. Rob Thomas.
It was earlier this year.
Yeah, it was earlier this year.
He did not call me.
I know. He called me.
He used to call me all the time when he was coming to town.
Yeah, Rob.
Rob
didn't call me.
He didn't call me.
I think I've changed my number since then.
Did he show up with his big fur coat on? I saw every story. Yeah. Sean talking about that fur coat. Coming into
That was so amazing.
He probably stole that off the guy from Full Devil Jacket.
Full Devil Jacket.
Well, just so you know, if you haven't already heard, whatever, but I actually got privileged and was told just last night that a big brother here of mine, which both of you are big brothers, but actually invited me to go to that concert with him. Because Alice Cooper has always been my bucket list. The last time I was going to see Alice Cooper was at Rock the Bayou whenever he was supposed to, when he did come here to Houston.
Yeah.
And the day before I ended up in hospital.
Yeah, that's when he face planted.
And then,
that's when
I became the mentally disabled person.
I don't know about mentally, but definitely physically.
Yeah,
well,
he's
maybe
Alice,
he's definitely
to this
mentally.
Government,
I'm not
they
sure.
think that I'm mentally
Alice
disabled.
Is one of those that I've never seen either.
Really?
Yeah. Always liked his music, though.
I thought you had seen it.
Nope.
Well, I was going to that show, the Rock the Bayou one.
Sorry,
he was here.
I didn't buy three.
No, you didn't.
I had four tickets for that whole day show because I was going and I was taking Hannah and Brittany and Sydney.
Yeah.
The three were going. Because
he didn't mention me.
The other kids didn't want it. Well, not Hannah. Hannah loves metal. I can't remember which one was did not want to go, and
they
probably
like
should.
And but I think whenever the Rock the Bayou came, you were working out of town,
probably.
So,
But anyway, so I am going to go see Freaks on Parade.
Freaks on Parade.
So that's Filter, and then it's Ministry.
Right. And then,
and then Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. So I don't know which order that to hold.
I don't think I've ever heard.
I wondered that too.
Ministry. Do I know them?
They,
I bet if you heard some of their music, you heard a couple songs that Knott would put out there, you'd probably have heard them.
Like their most popular songs that anybody would ever know would be, it's like weird, what do they call that kind of music? It's like techno metal.
It's techno. I was fixing to say techno metal.
It's like Just One Fix and Jesus Built My Hot Rod. Them are the two.
Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
There are two songs.
Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
It's mostly, it's very musical.
It's nothing but music.
It's not a whole lot of words, is what I would say.
Is that kind of like Hayes Carl's She Left Me for Jesus?
Nothing like.
No?
Okay. Nothing like.
That's a great story. Hayes Carl. That's
actually a really great song.
I love that song because that's incredible.
She left me for Jesus.
And that just ain't fair.
Think of that. Oh, no, it's not Hayes Carl. I was fixing to say because I told you the other night.
One bed, two girls. Three
Ray Wiley Hubbard's coming, doing his little tour. Oh,
Snake Farm himself.
Yeah, he's doing a small tour around the nation or whatever.
Just sounds nasty.
A limited amount of shows that he's doing anyway. But one of them has to be coming here playing at, I say here. I mean, the state of Texas, which, you know, it's really small.
It's small.
But he's actually playing at that. What's the name of that one where they do the event for TMA or whatever?
Billy Bob's.
Oh, there.
Up in the Fort Worth.
Okay, that's Fort up Worth. In Dallas, Fort Worth there, yeah.
He's doing his show there.
I thought he was talking about around here somewhere. I was like, Sawyer Park?
That's the reason why I stopped about saying coming here.
I thought we were going to start naming off. Music.
No, he's up there. Whatever that place where they
Billy
do that.
Billy Bob's.
That one.
Billy Bob's.
The largest dance hall in Texas.
Is it?
Honky Tonk. Is that how they put that?
It's the one that's the largest honky tonk.
Largest honky tonk in Texas.
Hmm.
But they do the award ceremony.
What exactly does that mean?
TMA or TCMA?
It's a big joint. Yeah, they do the TCMA awards up there every year. Yeah.
Like Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, it's
like
a big joint. They roll it up in a paper towel.
Ear, man.
Ear.
Put it in your ear.
You know why I pulled you over?
See your license? It's on the bumper,
it's
man.
It's on the bumper. all right.
What's your name? He wants to know your name.
Who's it? Dave. Said, Dave's not here. No, man, this is Dave. Dave's not here.
Ralph.
He wants to know your name. He said,
Mexican American.
Man.
A mama sucked it to me, tried to tell me how to live. Cheech and Chong. Oh, some man. Great stuff, man.
From left field to right.
The only one better than Cheech and Chong back then was probably old. The George Carlin.
How dare you say he's better? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
George Carlin.
Why they call it a jumbo shrimp?
I always like, don't sweat the petty things.
Yeah.
But don't pet the sweaty
don't
things.
Don't bump. Yeah. Why do they say get on the plane? I want to get in the plane.
I don't want to hang on
Let
the outside.
Somebody else get on the plane. George Carlin and the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Yeah, George Carlin's got some great stuff.
He
man.
Was so good.
I just went through like this whole 60 greatest quotes from George Carlin the other day, and I'm like,
why did they get?
And I can't think of one of them right now.
He's so not funny, one of them,
but it's so funny.
He was one intelligent dude, man.
Super smart and super funny at the same time.
One of my favorites always that
was it. Wait. Atheism, it's a nonprofit organization. And I'm like, damn, he's right.
He's smart. He nonprofit organization. Right. Oh, my gosh. One of my favorites was a comedian, Steve. I just blanked on his name. But he's one, he would have those one-liners. And he goes, I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize.
For a Nobel Peace
That's so
Prize.
Funny. I'd kill for a Nobel Peace
is that,
Prize.
Oh,
Steve.
It's not Warren, is it?
Right.
Warren,
I think it's
Warren,
Wright.
Warner, right?
I think it's Steve
I think
Wright.
It starts with a W.
He's a weird dude, man.
crazy comedians back in the days. Sam Kinison.
Oh, I love Sam.
That loud ass, crazy, crazy.
Wow, man. That is crazy. We can't even play a clip from that, can we?
Yes, we can on MIA.
Oh, I guess we could.
Yeah.
Forgot what show we were doing here, folks.
My favorite one is when he's talking about, when he's talking about being over in all the people that have nothing to eat, starving. In the desert. So what this is right there? It's sand.
It's sand.
It's sand.
Nothing grows here.
It's like, it's dirt.
Go where the food is.
Wasn't it Chris Rock? He's the one that said, I want to say it's Chris Rock. I hate to be wrong. But he said, one of the problems with America is that the people in America are so rich that they're allergic to food.
That's probably right.
He goes, when was the last time somebody in Ethiopia told you they were lactose intolerant?
Right.
Anyway. It's like the people in Rwanda will eat whatever you give them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm allergic to peanuts. Hey, y'all, Texas Radio 1 really could use your support to continue bringing you great programming like Trace Beardo's and some new things we have in the works. So if you'd like to help us out, go to TexasRadio1.com. On the homepage, click on the donate button. Every dollar helps. As little as $1 would be great. It helps to offset some of the costs that it takes to run a radio station. So if you'd like to help out and want to support Texas Radio 1 and continue hearing great programming like Trace Beardo's and the great 24-hour-a-day country music that we play, then please do that for us. We appreciate it. TexasRadio1.com. We really do play the best country in Texas, and we want to continue doing so. We appreciate your support. Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy. Have you checked out the Trace Beardo show yet? Well, why not? Take a listen to this.
We're going to try Will Carter again. This time he doesn't answer, we're leaving a voicemail.
I still feel like we're prank calling Will Carter. We're whispering it. Will Carter, let's see if he's going to answer.
We should do that. We should prank call.
It's a new thing.
We're going to start doing it now.
We're going to start prank calling all of our Texas.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have.
You just opened up a can of worms, man.
Dude, it's really good. And we're going to start leaving voicemails on every one of them.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have in my phone.
See? But now we have...
Texas country artists from all over.
Here we are on the air.
Hey, Will, I'm not available right now, but leave me a message or shoot me a text. I'll be right back with you. Thanks.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
This is Texas Radio 1. Trace Beardo's. We're calling you, sir.
You were supposed to answer the phone, Will. This is we've not a very good
twice,
interview.
Will.
Perfect time between 3 and 4.
Wait, this is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is part of the show
part of the show.
You're on air right now.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug.
Yeah. And this guy listening is
Will Carter. Will Carter. From the Will Carter Band.
Will Carter. All right. So do yourself a favor and check out the Trace Beardo Show. For more information on air times, go to TexasRadio1.com. Click on the Trace Beardo's link. I guarantee it, you won't regret it. Good Lord.
I don't know. We just went.
We went up a little, little, little.
Yeah, we went from. What side of the circle?
Well, all of a sudden, started talking about comedians. I don't know. Just going,
we were talking about music, then we got on comedians.
Oh, my favorite thing, George Carlin, though, is still about plastic. So,
hey, at least Sam Kinison.
But you got to listen to that. Nobody can tell you that one.
Yeah,
yeah. About why we're here.
Well, a lot of stuff with George Carlin. You got to listen to.
Yeah, you got to listen to the whole thing
because he tells stories.
Yes, and his stories are great.
Great stuff.
Boy, remember, like I said, at least Sam Kinison is a comedian. He also had songs.
He had remakes of songs. Yeah, the worst comedic moment I ever had from Sam Kinison was him talking about the homo necrobestialiac. And for all of you that did not catch that, it was Sam Kinison talking about the homo necrobestialiac. Look it up.
Yeah. That's old Sam.
I'm telling you, Sam was, he was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy man.
Wow.
He's a crazy man.
Cheese and crackers.
Every time I kiss you, I taste what another man had for lunch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was.
That's a little too far.
Yeah. Man, I don't know why, but that just reminded me of. That just reminded me of that damn movie. Why did it remind me of Boondock Saints?
Oh my goodness!
I'm trying. Okay, I know I've seen Boondock.
Boondock Saints. That scene where Roscoe, that he comes in and he's freaking out and he's looking all over the place. He's like trying to find all this stuff because he's going to get out of town, and his supposedly ex girlfriend is in on the couch with some other girl.
Yeah,
and she's talking about wanting to know where her cat is. And she's like, keeps asking about her cat. Well, if you watch the movie, you'll know what happened to the cat. But if you watch the movie, you'll know what happened to the cat. But she's asking about the cat, and Roscoe's freaking out because he's afraid the mafia's fixing to kill him.
Yeah.
So he just wants to get the hell out of town. And then finally he yells, he's like, what? And he starts going, just tell me the cat's name. And she couldn't think of the cat's name. And so he starts cussing her, and I don't remember exactly what he says. And he said something about how he couldn't go to the store and buy a pack of cigarettes without running into nine guys that she had sex with. And I was like,
sick.
Yeah, it's a very hilarious scene.
I'll take your word for it.
I put that really nicely, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Rumor has it they're going to make another one.
Another Boondock?
Boondock Saints.
Boondock
part
Saints.
Three, four, or whatever. Is it
part
four?
Ten.
Three or four? I don't know.
I thought it'd be part three.
But why do they keep making the Fast and Furious movies?
Because they're still making money?
Because Vin Diesel makes a shit ton of money every time.
I don't even like Vin Diesel.
You don't have to.
He's not a good actor.
I don't even know Vin Diesel.
90% of the rest of the world likes him in his Fast and Furious.
Why?
I actually like watching
the
them.
The best movie he's ever been in is when he plays.
I also like sitting
around
here on the porch and talking to Knott and telling him and complaining about
the best part he ever plays is when he says, I am Groot.
Okay. It's not even him. It's just his voice.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's Vin Diesel.
He's Groot. It's not even him. It's just his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just his voice.
I like Pitch Black in the Chronicles of Riddick.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was okay in
Pitch
Black.
I really like Chronicles of Riddick. I really do like Chronicles.
Well, wouldn't Pitch Black the same as the Riddick? It was Riddick, right?
Well,
Riddick
and Pitch Black. It's considered part one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But when you go from the Pitch Black to Chronicles of Riddick, it's kind of different, but it's... I really
it's
like
because nobody nobody watched part two unless you were like 10,
right.
Because it was animated.
Not talking about movies.
Bug's talking about movies.
That's why I'm
talking
about Bug.
I'm
looking at you and saying, not.
Hey, that guy that Cheese doesn't that the,
well,
the
like,
guy that does
like
not
Chronicles
talk about movies is talking about
like,
movies.
So
like
you like
Fast
Vin
and
Diesel
Furious too? I like Vin Diesel.
I like Fast and Furious, the first one.
I just like action.
What
just,
are we on? We're on number 10 now.
Yeah,
but
11.
See, the difference
11,
me,
my
the
God.
Difference, the
11
difference
now.
Me is,
oh my God.
I just love action film, and Vin Diesel and everything he does is an action film, and I love that stuff because that's entertainment to me. I don't care how. Like I do sit around. Like I was just telling to not just the other day when we're sitting out here.
Yeah.
Even though I still watch Fast and Furious, all the crap that they do, and there's no way that this car is not invincible. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
It's no, like, it's not.
And how in the world did this train thing of that Jeep, that truck that he was driving, how in the world does 75% of it fly off the side of the cliff and just hang out there?
Yeah.
And only three or four tires are still up on the ground, but holds the other 20 that are floating out in, you know. How does it still hold enough grip that it pulls all of them back up on it without it? You know,
it can't.
It doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
But it's entertainment. It's entertaining. It's action. It's incredible.
I do like action movies. I will probably watch an action movie over anything else.
I always will. Action movies and police movies. I love watching police movies.
Action comedies. I like action comedies and stuff. That's
and I love
funny.
Comedy. So. I'm all about comedy stuff.
Although I have a hard time watching anything with Kevin Hart in it.
I have to kind of agree with you there. But I can watch his stand-up comedy stuff. I can watch that.
I just,
except for what it's getting to now, because I can't. It's I don't know if it's the right word, intolerable, because it's just, I can't do it anymore. He's very funny. Probably the
can
funniest,
be.
Probably the funniest guy on the planet, yes. But there's too much of the same, and if he wants to be him, do something different.
Yeah.
Don't do what everybody else.
I have a hard time watching Kevin Hart in anything nowadays.
Yeah, I can't. The movies are not. They're just not good for me. I just didn't like it. I'd rather watch.
It's kind of like
I'd rather watch The Expendables, which is action because it's these.
I watched the first two. It's all these
action stars we've watched for the last 30 years, all jumping into one movie and doing another. Kind of,
I was reading. We've advanced a lot since I walked away.
You know, right? I was reading. Was it today? Oh, maybe yesterday. I don't know. About one of your favorite movies, Pulp Fiction. How that it cost a whole $11 million to make that movie.
That when John Travolta...
Aren't you still trying to figure out where they spent the $11 million?
No, I know where. I found out today. I was reading it. Oh, they spent like five of it on Bruce Willis.
Am I correct? Oh. Isn't that John Travolta and...
John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel Jackson. Okay,
Bruce Willis. And...
I'm just trying to think
about 17 other...
It's not Ving Rhames, is it? Is that Ving Rhames?
I'm trying to think if I... Okay, I understand. Now I
know Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
And of course... Mr.
I'm trying to think of the other
director, dude.
The other chick,
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman's the chick. She's the love interest of the one that John Travolta's dancing with, and he has to stab her in the heart with the freaking pin.
But the other there's the other chick in there from Natural Born Killers. She's in there too, right?
I remember.
I always forget.
The one with Woody Harrelson,
Roseanne Arquette. No, it's not Roseanne.
It's not Roseanne. It's
Patricia Arquette.
No.
Oh, Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis. I think she's in that movie too, right?
I think so. I don't remember.
Patricia Arquette's in that movie.
I don't know.
Natural Born Killers.
I can't.
Speaking of Patricia Arquette, I saw her in a movie. I didn't like her. I never. But she was in that movie with.
Y'all were mixing me all
with,
up.
With Chandler Bing from France in that movie, The Whole Nine Yards, another Bruce Willis movie.
The Whole Nine Yards.
But you said Pulp Fiction and Uma Thurman.
Yeah, Uma Thurman was in Pulp Fiction.
I don't remember her being in it.
I thought Uma Thurman was in Kill Bill or whatever.
She was in Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Okay, so
probably 3.
So now you got me. Am I thinking about Pulp Fiction or am I thinking about Kill Bill?
I don't know. Who was in Kill Bill? I didn't see Kill Bill.
Only Uma Thurman is hard. I know, because I've only watched it
briefly. I'm going to call my daughter because she can tell me. She watched them all. But yeah, I was reading about that.
Grasshopper was in there.
Pulp Fiction was in. John Travolta was in Pulp Fiction.
John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson were the two main characters.
Okay.
Harvey Keitel is the cleaner.
You can't say main characters because it was like four short stories.
It's four stories mixed into one. Yeah,
they were the main characters in part of it.
Yeah, but they all intertwined. Is what was cool. Because
I'm pretty sure
I liked it. I liked it.
I'm pretty sure Danny Trejo was probably in Pulp Fiction too.
Danny Trejo was in it. I was gonna say. At the bar.
Now you're just pulling shit out of the air.
Of course I will.
I'm probably mixing all the movies together now because I don't know. Y'all move so fast. It's like killing me.
What?
We move so fast. We're like Flash.
Okay. So we were talking about horror movies / kind of horror movies a few weeks ago?
Okay.
One of my favorites.
Horror.
That's what I said. Horror movies. Horror movies.
Horror.
Was a Robert Rodriguez film.
Robert Rodriguez.
Had... George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Salma Hayek.
Oh, Dusk Till Dawn.
Was that the first one?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
God, what was the name of that movie? Shoot.
The one where they're out in the
George Clooney. It was a vampire movie.
Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Did you say vampire?
Vampire.
Vampire.
That's a vampire movie.
There's still a huge joke going around about the writer of the movie. Right?
Who, Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah. And about how he had to write this part in, and he hired this actress to play this part, Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a scene in the movie where, you know, what she pours whiskey or wine or whatever it is down her, and it goes all the way down her leg and comes off her feet. Right?
Yeah.
And there's a character that's supposed to drink the wine or whiskey or whatever it is pouring off her feet into his mouth.
Yeah.
And so he cast himself to play that role. Anyway. So he is in the movie. Yeah.
Who's in the movie again?
Robert Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez. The guy that wrote the movie, directed the movie, created the movie.
He's a Texas boy, by the way.
Yeah, he's from Texas. Houston. Yeah. Southwest Houston, I think. Somewhere in Houston.
Now he does a bunch of kids'
super,
movies.
Yeah, super awesome.
Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, that's
a crazy ass movie. But yeah, so evidently he has like some crazy foot fetish. Even in Kill Bill,
what's your favorite?
Why are all these chicks wearing no shoes?
Right. What's your favorite vampire movie?
Oh, vampire movie?
Yes.
I don't know.
I can tell you mine right now.
I'd have to think about that.
Has Ethan Hawke in it?
I love that movie.
Daybreakers.
Daybreakers. That's a
what
great
a great
movie.
Flick.
That is a great movie.
Oh, did you see? So
I tell you mine.
What's that?
But you said it's
only
like,
one I could think of that I actually appreciated or I was okay with Lost Boys. But
God, that's long ago.
Lost Boys.
That's
yeah,
way long.
It's actually a really good movie.
That is a great flick. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I like that.
That is a good movie.
And Kiefer Sutherland. And
who else was in that movie?
Got Kiefer and Donald in it too, isn't he? Kiefer and Donald.
I don't know.
Kiefer and his dad.
And your mom.
Remember that
I think the Goonies are in that movie too.
Nah.
Just kidding.
There's quite a few guys that became famous, but that's many forever.
Yeah. That was a good movie, though. Lost Boys was a good movie.
Lost Boys was a great movie.
Especially for its time. It was actually really good.
The guy that was the father of the vampire guys in there that came
to Dayton. I don't remember. It may have been.
Yeah.
That's one of those. I have to watch it again. I haven't watched it in forever.
4D years.
Back then, another great movie that came out with Julia Roberts called Flatliners. Remember that one?
That's not a vampire
movie.
It's not a vampire movie, but
you said vampire movies.
I know, but
I never watched that. I have no clue.
That's Kiefer
Sutherland.
That
was a great flick. That was Kiefer Sutherland as well.
And
Julia Roberts. Wasn't that Julia? Yeah.
I don't remember her.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Isn't Kevin Bacon in that movie too? I don't remember. There's like a whole group of.
Yeah, it was Kevin Bacon.
Not enough whiskey
in the world tonight. Sing it, Kiefer.
You go, Kiefer. Not enough whiskey
down in a hole
to make it all right.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was that's a great.
Just to make
too.
Some movie.
I still
music.
Love that song either way. I do like the song.
Bug likes to mix his movies with music.
You said Kiefer Sutherland. I was singing.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Don't shake my twisted.
No, Sean
don't
wants his twisted tea stirred.
Shaking.
I like my twisted tea stirred, folks.
Yeah.
What?
He's not 005 or 7.
We were talking about vampire movies, and you got me distracted.
I know,
we
were talking about my favorite
Flatliners.
My whole thing.
I was trying to think of that.
So, have you seen the new Deadpool movie?
I haven't seen it yet, but I do know that they brought Mr. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, Blade is in it.
For Blade.
And you have, of course, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine.
Who's
and then
that?
You have.
He's that guy that sings that song in that movie. No.
Marcelli's, whatever that movie's name.
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
And he also played another great flick, The Greatest Showman on Earth.
Oh.
Yes, no. That one. Yeah,
was The Greatest Show on Earth, whatever the name. It was where he plays the part of Barnum.
Yeah.
Oh, that
the
is
circus,
a good movie.
The circus thing.
Yeah, great movie.
Prestige. Anyway.
And The Prestige. Oh, that was
Prestige.
A great flick, yeah.
But I just.
That was Edward Norton in that one, too.
I remember he was in X-Men.
A few of them, yes. A few.
Maybe
just
one
couple.
Or two.
Just a few.
Recently, I watched a movie called Reminiscence. Reminiscence, that's it, with Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that advertisement. I've never seen that one.
It's a sci-fi movie.
That movie is pretty, you got to watch
weird.
It.
Yeah.
It's weird and it's different. That's why I liked it.
That's out there.
Really?
And it's pretty good.
I saw the advertisement for it.
It's slow. It's slow. It's not like an action movie or nothing like that. It is slow. Kind of a more, I guess thriller would be like the right word.
Right.
Mystery type thriller.
One of your weekends when you're not doing anything and you're going to chill and watch this movie.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those movies, the ending really didn't suck. It kind of didn't really... It kind of blah ending,
yeah.
But it didn't suck. You know what
it'll
I mean?
It'll draw you in slowly, and then you start figuring things out, and you start then it just
and at the end of it, you go, okay, you get it, that's good. That was a good enough ending.
It's pretty intense, yeah.
But Reminiscence, good movie.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
I enjoyed it.
I gave in to all the
so
hype.
Different.
Yeah,
that's why
it is way different.
I gave in to all the hype for this movie with Matt Damon and Casey Affleck. I think we may have already talked about this once.
Matt Damon,
Casey Affleck called The Intimidators.
I haven't even seen it yet, so...
Don't waste your time.
Never even heard of it.
It was stupid.
Really?
Dumb.
So Matt Damon, finally going to come back out and do something is going to be horrible.
And it was... It had the potential of being a good movie, but they just... It never got there.
Wait.
I'm not a big Casey Affleck
Affleck.
Affleck!
I don't even know who that is.
It's Ben Affleck's brother.
Yeah,
his little brother.
Ben's little brother.
What's he look like? little short version of Ben.
That's like pretty much a short version.
Looks like
Ben.
A smaller version.
Oh, but hey, speaking of Ben Affleck,
he didn't look as tough as Ben Affleck.
So Ben's going to do an accountant too.
Oh, that's not bad. Hey, well, I like cool. that movie.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Anyway, so I
just made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, okay, the good. Union.
The
Mark Wahlberg and Halle Berry.
I watched that one too. I gave in. I'm a huge Marky Mark fan.
Wait, I started it. I didn't get through it.
I don't watch comedy, but it was action comedy.
It was action comedy,
and I
when
enjoyed
she,
it.
When she injected I enjoyed
it.
Needle in his
I thought
neck
it, to I thought it was
it was
cool.
it was funny, movie, entertaining.
Yeah, it's not like a great movie.
Would I
pay, but it was super
would I have been happy if I'd have paid to see it in the theater? No.
No, probably not.
No.
Well, this is a movie that
but
I started.
I enjoyed it.
I'm super picky about paying to go see a movie.
Yeah,
so.
The last week whenever I was, with everything I went through, but I started that movie and I fell asleep and I went, but thank you for remembering. Thank you for reminding me there, because when you said it.
Yeah, now it was entertaining.
The rest of that movie. I fell asleep during that one. I was out.
The Union?
Yeah.
You didn't like it? Okay.
No, I didn't. But I was out anyway because I was sick and everything else going on. But yeah.
Well, I mean, Halle Berry.
I remember I started it.
She's wearing tight leather and stuff like that.
Yeah. Even at 59 years old.
She's how old?
I think 59.
59, something like that.
Yeah.
58, 59 years old. Yeah.
Speaking of Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman.
Actually, wait a minute.
And John Travolta.
Oh, crap. Name that movie.
Great movie. Great movie.
Wait.
Excellent heist
movie. Say again who?
Halle Berry.
John Travolta,
Hugh Jackman. John Travolta's the bad guy.
On the subway train?
No. Halle Berry wasn't in that, neither was you.
Oh, I
That's
can't
Denzel.
Think of it. I can't think of it.
Swordfish.
I would have never told you that.
Swordfish.
Yeah, great
no
flick.
Clue.
And the one you're thinking of is The Taking of Pelham 123.
Yeah, Pelham 123, thank you.
That's a good movie. Okay, so that's a bunch of good movies.
Yeah.
Hey, so how about some, we got anything on some new albums?
No, they all music? Suck.
No?
There's a lot of new music dropping, I can tell you that.
All that music you're listening to, folks?
It all sucks.
It sucks, but it's the best we got. Just kidding.
I have, honestly, in the last couple weeks, I have not had the opportunity to listen to any new music.
Well, if you're like me, you got about 300 emails.
I have
everybody
a bunch.
Everybody that's if looking for any new music, especially in Texas country, I know that much. All, I say all, but there is a mass majority of them fixing to drop all new music. Either just hit this last weekend, when we're recording now.
Yeah.
Either just hit this last weekend or hitting this coming weekend.
So
speaking
great,
of.
So great. You know what that means, Jimmy? That means the 300 emails that we haven't got to already.
Jeez, I know.
I've seen nothing but Facebook posted. They're saying
300 more coming this week.
I'll
they're
spend
saying,
3 days.
Be ready. I'll be
so
ready because it's hitting.
Have you heard Rich O'Toole's new album yet?
See, no.
I haven't either.
I finally heard one of the new songs from the Jesse Dayton's new album.
Well, I heard that one a few weeks back.
Yeah, but I just finally
It's pretty
heard
dang
it.
Good.
I love it.
It's pretty dang good.
Great. I think it's pretty damn good.
But I haven't even heard one song from Rich O'Toole's new album. It's called Ghost.
I haven't either.
I haven't heard one.
So it's great. I see him on Facebook every single day.
I don't see him near as much as what I used to.
It's probably
on
in
Facebook
our email.
Every single day, but I don't see or hear. I haven't seen or heard any new music.
I don't know. I need
to go into his thing, which I haven't done, of course, because everything else going on.
I've so bombarded with all these F1 trillion emails. And
oh, my, sorry. I know, I'm sure that we've probably got the new Rich O'Toole single.
I don't even know what single he's pushing.
I don't even know either. But, we're digging through our emails as fast as we can, folks.
You should have asked Jeff when you were at the show Sunday. Because he and Rich are big buddies.
Yeah. They are.
Why are both of you looking at me like I should have done that?
Because we have to blame somebody.
Somebody's got to be in charge.
All right, give me my phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Jeff.
Need to text Jeff and say, dude.
Hey, you can't. Jeff,
make
Jeff.
Mr. O'Toole.
Oh, it's after 10 o'clock.
Send us his. I need to go to bed. Send us his latest.
Right now. Or actually, he might have just finished.
Send
like
a what?
Mr. O'Toole needs to send us his latest single.
Yes. Well, he probably, already has, but it's
if,
in a.
If an email would have come across said Rich O'Toole, I would have looked at it. Because I like Rich O'Toole.
It would have started
I'm on Facebook.
Automatically.
I love Rich O'Toole, and I'm on Facebook. And he did a message thing, and I made a comment on his post the other day on Facebook.
I saw that.
So, and he sent back. So
pretty cool.
Wow. Awesome.
He still didn't send us his single, though.
Maybe I'll just have to message him on Facebook.
And do that. Tell him dude, some music, we need your latest single.
We need some music, fool. Bro.
Be like, hey, I'm one of the beards from the Beardo Show.
Come on.
We are the MIA guys.
He's a Texas Houston Radio boy.
It's MIA. Under Texas Radio 1, so I have to do a say, hey.
Oh, Texas Radio 1. Yeah, yeah, do that part.
I like Rich. He's a Houston boy. So, you
know, he is, yeah.
Been around a long time.
Because he was in traffic the other day, and that was the comment that I made.
Yep.
Yeah,
because were you stuck in traffic with him?
No, he was. And I said, because I was saying, because he's talking about how he was in traffic.
I thought y'all were stuck in traffic together.
He said, there's so many cars on the road. So the only comment I made was, yeah, there's so many cars on the road. How in the world could there be anybody at work?
Ain't nobody at work. Yeah. They're all stuck in traffic.
That's the old saying. He's like, how are all these people in front of me when they should be at work?
Maybe you should have left earlier.
Yeah. Maybe I'll run late just like you.
It's like, obviously, you people don't have to be at work till 9.
Exactly. Fat heads.
Yeah. That's how that rolls.
Yep.
Well.
But I haven't heard. I want to hear it. I guess I'm going to have to get out there and take a listen.
Yep.
See, y'all forgot to do that at the beginning of the show.
I did it after y'all started talking.
How can you ever expect for Twisted Tea?
I did it after y'all started
talking.
Hashtag
Twisted Tea.
The problem was is you pushed the go button on the microphone too late.
Have we not been recording this whole time? Yeah.
What?
We got to start over.
You pushed the microphone button. You pushed the go button about 10 seconds too late. I had already opened my beverage.
Well, all right.
It's attached.
It's not hair. That's a thread.
I tried to do something about that.
It's a rip cord. Don't pull it. The parachute will come out.
Nobody has a clue what we're talking about. Don't mess up my Ty Larimore koozie, man. Well, Ty Larimore. I haven't seen him in forever. Where in the world have you been?
Ty.
Making music.
Mudbug's koozie's coming apart.
He became famous and didn't even invite me.
Nope. He called me the other day.
What'd he call you?
But he didn't ask about you.
Yeah. It's because he called you because he said, hey, you asshole.
You jerk one. Oh, you're one of them Texas Radio 1 guys. Jerk.
Joke.
Put it in your ear.
Yeah. Texas Radio 1. Put it in your ear. Yeah, we're coming up with
new
t-shirts.
Country in Texas.
New t-shirts. I want a hat that says that, actually. It'd be cool. What else you got?
I don't know. Well, I was just waiting on you.
Waiting on me? I don't know. All I got is there's just some great story about some guy that just going down in baseball history that, you know, have you heard about him?
I was telling Bug about it yesterday. People going down in baseball history.
Yeah. This guy went down in baseball history for playing for two different teams.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In the same game.
Same game.
In the same inning.
Yeah, because the game got rain delayed.
Yeah, and then he got up again for like 6 months. Yeah.
He got traded to the team. And when they did the redo of the game, like, play the rest of it.
So when it said, I saw this headline, so I had to read this whole stupid article.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's the same game, kind of.
Technically.
Kind of. I'm like, and they're like asking him, well, how do you feel about it? He goes, well, if you're going to be a part of history, I guess baseball history is part of it. Yeah, he's like,
Baseball history is baseball history.
Yeah. It's great to be a part of it. He struck out both times, I think. I think he struck out. I think I think he grounded out in the first one and he struck out in the second.
Okay, well, the point is, first off,
but it doesn't
he
matter.
Is a catcher and there's not very many catchers that are very good batters.
There's been a few, but not very many.
I said there's not very many that are very good
batters. I can name two right now.
Well, I can too, but still,
I can't.
But they're
can't.
Not.
Who?
But
who are you?
Actually, I can name
who?
Three.
Who?
Oh,
well, I can't.
Who? Okay, so you want to do that? Major League Baseball going history as a catcher. Who is the best you think as a hitter?
Oh my God,
George Brett.
George Brett? No. Historically, in his career.
Hysterically.
In his career, history of his batting average.
Not George Brett. The dude that's been banned from baseball for life.
No, he wasn't a catcher.
Me.
He was a catcher.
I don't know.
Your
don't
mom.
Look at me. Your mom. Don't look at me. I don't know shit about baseball.
No, it's Mike Piazza.
Yeah, that's one I was thinking about.
No, he wasn't banned. He just retired.
No, the other one I was thinking about wasn't George Brett.
That's the sound of Jimmy hitting
the microphone. Are you talking about the guy that bet on baseball against himself? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Played for the Reds.
I thought that was a pitcher.
The Phillies. Anyway.
I know he's Pete Rose guy. It is Pete Rose.
Like the Pete Rose guy.
Pete Rose is
Pete
the one
Rose,
has
thank
the,
you.
He played for the Reds and he gambled on himself. And he,
I thought he pitched.
He also has. No. I know he's in. He was a fielder.
Shows you what I know about baseball.
He's an infielder. I thought he was first baseman. But
I was thinking he was a catcher. Was he not a catcher?
Nobody knows what the hell he did.
I know he still has the most hits in like baseball history.
Played
like
baseball.
Nobody still has hit and has more hits in Major League Baseball than he does.
Yeah. Craig Biggio was a good catcher, hitter-catcher.
And outfielder.
He caught
the ball, didn't he?
He was a catcher first.
No, that guy, I'm telling you, the only guy in Major League Baseball history to be a Golden Glove in two different positions.
Correct.
Two different positions. He started as a catcher. But he started as a catcher, became an outfielder and a second baseman.
He became a second baseman first. Then he became an outfielder.
The only reason he came an outfielder was because they brought in, what was his name, Jeff Kent, for a couple of years.
You know what?
Mr. Tude. Anyway, yes. Yes. No, I know not. I mean, what? No, he invented the light bulb, didn't he?
I just figured I'd interrupt y'all's sports conversation because I don't know shit about sports.
Okay, let's go back and talk about movies.
Movies.
This is not a movie podcast.
It is.
Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
We talk more.
Well,
about
we could change the name to Movies, Idiots, and Alcohol. Oh, look at that! Or did you hear that?
I heard it. Hashtag Twisted Tea.
Hint.
Exclamation point! All right.
So,
is it break time yet?
We were talking about.
Are we at that timeline?
We were talking about. It's time for me to go to bed.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about? Man. Ted Lasso. You gotta go pee pee.
Is that a professional bull roper?
Yes.
Cattle rustler.
Yeah.
You may Ted go Lasso. To the restroom.
Ted Lasso.
Make sure and put your hand up.
Lasso.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bug. Ted's Lasso. You're excused from the table.
I didn't mean for you to pee right there. God dang.
Ooh, man.
I guess we need to take a break, folks, so these folks can go pee-pee.
I mean, I took a break and I didn't have to.
Yeah, he just not just walked away and went.
I was seeing if he had a piss drop.
Put a bucket up underneath his chair.
All right, folks. We are... We don't know who we are. We
Hashtag Twisted T.
I'm not Johnny Cash. That's Jimmy E. That's Mudbug. This is MIA. We're still trying to figure out what the M stands for. Idiots and Alcohol.
Morons. Idiots and Alcohol.
Wait, more Idiots and Alcohol. Like, what? We got more Idiots and Alcohol?
We'll be back. Are we going back or are we done?
I don't know.
More ignorant.
Let's decide this on break.
Oh, my God.
This could be all you
get. I think we've probably subjected these people to enough crap today.
We're sorry about your pain.
Yeah, we feel it. No, we don't feel it.
Did I tell you that I have this? I'll leave you with this.
Yes.
I have a new sign, as always, on the door of my office.
Here's your sign.
And the sign on the door of my office says, when you're dead, you do not know that you are dead. It's only painful and agonizing for other people.
For who's still alive, yes.
And then it says, the same holds true if you're stupid. I'll leave you with that, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA. Music, movies, idiots, alcohol.
Hashtag Twisted T.
See y'all.
Twisted T. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.